When my stockbroker calls my husband and says he recommends moving some of our money into ABC stock, of which we know nothing about, then that is being a passive investor. Or if I were to put my money into someone's startup business and forget about it, then again, that is a passive investment. That sounds clear to me, Leslie said. She added, real estate investing is a good example of an active investment. If I buy a house, fix it up, and rent it out, then I'm very active with that investment. If I own a retail strip mall and rent the spaces to store owners, then that is an active investment. But if you buy shares of a real estate investment trust, a REIT, which is like a mutual fund for real estate, and ignore it until you sell the shares, then that is passive, I said.